Welcome. You're listening to the very first episode of the Commitment to Excellence podcast. Let's dive right in. I owe most everything to football, in which I have spent the greater part of my life. And I have never lost my respect, my admiration, or my love for what I consider a great game. And each Sunday after the battle, one group savors victory. Another group lives in the bitterness of defeat. The many hurts seem a small price to have paid for having won, and there is no reason at all that is adequate for having lost. To the winner, there is 100% elation, 100% laughter, 100% fun. And to the loser, the only thing left for him is a 100% resolution, 100% determination. And it's a game, I think, a great deal like life, in that it demands a man's personal commitment be toward excellence and be towards victory, even though you know that ultimate victory can never be completely won, yet it must be pursued with all of one's might. And each week, there's a new encounter, each year a new challenge. But all of the rings and all of the money and all of the color and all of the display, they linger only in the memory, the spirit, the will to win, and the will to excel. These are the things that endure, and these are the qualities that are so much more important than any of the events that occasion them. And I'd like to say that the quality of any man's life has got to be a full measure of that man's personal commitment to excellence and to victory, regardless of what field he may be in. Vince Lombardi. So this is not a football podcast. If that's what you're looking for, this is not it. This is a podcast about being the best you can personally be in every aspect, in any aspect of your life. I'll start by introducing myself. My name is Sean Quimby. I'm a therapist. I'm a licensed therapist in the state of Maine. I've been a therapist for a little over 20 years, and I've spent my professional life trying to be the best that I can be, overcoming a lot of personal shortcomings and inadequacies, and mostly getting in my own way most of that time. And I've really worked to study what it is to be excellent, what it is to be a great leader, what it is to always be striving to be the best that I can be. I've spent a lot of my career working with people who have some pretty significant problems, have some limitations, shortcomings, have made some epically bad decisions, and my job has been to help them just be okay, to be safe, to not hurt people, to not make those really bad decisions that have kind of plagued most of their life. And while I've found that work to be rewarding in really every way, I'm getting to the point where I want to do more. I've spent the last 5 or 6 years studying leadership and personal excellence and positive psychology, which is really a shift in the world of psychology. Most of the evolution of psychology has really come from trying to help people just be okay, to sort of limit one's suffering and manage the damage of the different struggles that we have. But positive psychology shifts that view quite a bit. Positive psychology shifts that view towards what's good about you, what's great about you, how can we make it better, and how can we use your strengths to see how far you can go and see how great you can be and how happy you can be and how successful you can be. These concepts spill into sports psychology and every pursuit of excellence, really. And this has fascinated me and driven me to want to expand the scope of my practice with folks that are doing okay and just want to be better and always be in pursuit of who you can be and how good you can be and how far you can go. And there's really a science to this. And, you know, that's what this podcast is intended to be about. It's intended to be about, well, really, frankly, my pursuit of my own personal excellence. And hopefully yours too, if you're taking the time to listen to this. You know, first and foremost, this podcast is for me. A couple of years ago, I started posting on social media every day, personal accountability things, workouts, fitness stuff, family stuff. And I've had some people reach out to me and say, why are you doing that? Nobody cares. And my response always is, yeah, maybe not, but I care. It's sort of how I've held myself accountable and how I've kept myself moving forward. It's a daily accountability task. But for every one person I've had make some sort of snarky comment about how they don't care about my daily motivational posts or what have you, I've had probably 100 people reach out to me and say, thank you. This is helpful. Your journey helps me stay accountable, motivates me, keeps me on track, keeps me on the path. And that's awesome. Like I thrive on that. I love that. And there are a lot of people who do that for me in my life. So I want to be that for anybody that I can. So this is for me. This podcast is for me. It's for you. Hopefully you can benefit from this, specifically like you might be the 20-year-old version of me or the 25-year-old version of me or the 35-year-old version of me. And, you know, I don't spend a lot of time dwelling on this, but I spend time thinking about how much further ahead I would be in life if I had been able to harness this way of thinking and this mindset a year sooner, 10 years sooner, 20 years sooner, how much further ahead that I would be. And, so what I'm really looking for is I'm looking for that 20-year-old me and trying to see if I can find an opening and give you some tools and resources. And hey, there's plenty of them out there. I know that I'm not Joe Rogan. I don't really have any dreams or intention of being Joe Rogan. But this is something that I've wanted to do for a long time. And I'm done putting it off. It's time to jump. If anybody listens, cool. If nobody listens, that's great. I'm going to keep doing it anyway. Because, like I said, first and foremost, this is for me. It's for you, the 20-year-old version of me, if you're out there listening. It's also for my family. Leaving this podcast can be part of my legacy for them. I've got a couple of kids, and this is a way for them to get a look inside of how I think and what I think and how I feel and how I grow and I develop over time. So I want to leave this for them. So it's for me, it's for them, and it's for you. Hopefully some of you will get something out of this. So to go back to the intro that I read, like I said, this is never going to be a football podcast. Football was, for years, the most important thing in my life. It's not anymore. It doesn't really have anything to do with who I am today, but it had a lot to do with who I was 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Shaped me, and it gave me a lot of foundational tools and perspectives that I do carry with me today, and I think that's important. So football was a real learning experience for me. It was probably the first thing I was good at. I mean, I started playing football when I was in fifth grade, and I was a big kid, just sort of naturally strong, not very athletic, but I found that the harder I worked at football, some of my natural strengths and abilities were able to be harnessed and grow. And I learned a lot from that. I got a lot from football. I played football all my life into college for a little bit. And I was introduced to that. I always just called it a commitment to excellence. I don't, it's, to me, it's like a poem. I don't think it's a poem. It's an excerpt from a talk, I guess, that Vince Lombardi gave a long time ago about football and the impact that it had on his life and how it was a... I really think it's about more than football, though. It was about being a grown-up. It was about being the best that you could be. And the introduction to that was the first time I ever thought about trying to be the best that I could be, trying to be great at something, trying to achieve goals and accomplish hopefully great things. And that manifested itself on the football field for me. So when I was in high school, the high school football team in the small town that I grew up in, a team captain would read that before every game. Before we took the field, one of the team captains would read that to the group. And I'll never forget the first time that I heard it. It sort of resonated with me, but I didn't get it. Didn't really understand it as I got older. And then my senior year, as I was able to stand in that circle of young men preparing to go out on the field and see how good they could be, I got to read that to the group. I was a captain my senior year. I'd worked pretty hard. I took football very, very seriously. It was really, you know, I played other sports, but I wasn't particularly good at any of them. Football was what I had, and it's what defined me. And it is quite literally the only reason I went to college. Ironically, I didn't finish playing football in college, so I don't want to mislead anybody, make anybody think that I did. I did not. I played my freshman and sophomore year, and I got kind of derailed, and I didn't end up sticking with it. But I carry those lessons with me to this day, and they're pretty valuable lessons. You know, pursuing excellence and being a part of a team and working together and really early on leadership skills, of which I was horrible. I'll be the first to admit I was a horrible captain, or at least I certainly was not the best that I could have been, that's for sure. I was a kid, so, you know, I was 17 years old when I graduated. I was a kid. I didn't know any better, but I was not a good leader. And I should have been, but it put me on a path. It got me thinking. And I think sports can do that for you. But there are other ways to come to that. Sports is not the only way to find it, but it was the way that I found it. So it's sort of the framework and foundation for what this podcast is hopefully going to be, is supposed to be. That commitment to excellence by Vince Lombardi was my first exposure to thinking about how good can I be and what are my strengths and what can I do with them and, you know, moving forward in life. So that's the framework for the podcast. That's why I chose a commitment to excellence for the name of the podcast. It's my commitment to being the best that I can be. And let's not, like, I'm not under any delusion that I'm the best at anything or I'm going to be the best at anything. But what I know is I can be better than I am right now. And I don't know how good I can be, but I know I want to find out. I don't want to leave any stones unturned. I don't want to come up short of my potential. And I hear a lot of people, I guess I can't quote who originally said this or who I first heard say it, but I know I've heard a number of people talk about, you know, if there's a God and you're standing there at the gates of heaven and God says to you something to the effect of, did you achieve everything with your potential that I gave you that you could? It would be nice to stand there and say, I did. And if I didn't, then, well, I squandered time, I squandered resources, I squandered the gifts and potential that I was given, right? And I don't want to do that. When I stand there, if I get to stand there or wherever there is, I want to know that I made the most of the potential that I have. I want to know that I did what I could with my time. I'm going to pursue excellence every day to try to be the best that I can be. And I want to try to inspire that first and foremost in my family, in my kids, in my colleagues, my coworkers. I want to do that for as many people as I can. So hopefully this podcast will be an exercise in that and a motivator for you to stay accountable and on the path and pursuing your whatever you can be the best at. Hopefully this will be a help to you in doing that. So I mentioned that I'm a licensed therapist. While a lot of that will trickle into the podcast, and hopefully every once in a while I'll sound a little therapist-y, if you will, I am not the most touchy-feely, rainbows and butterflies, Birkenstock wearing therapist. That's not who I am professionally, or certainly not personally. So if that's what you're looking for, this is probably not it. So just a warning, I guess I should also say a little disclaimer here that this listening to my podcast should not confuse you and think there's any sort of a therapeutic relationship here. There's not. I'm just putting my thoughts out into the world, and you can listen to them or not. You can take some of the things that I suggest and do some things with them or not. That's entirely up to you, but there's no, let's not be delusional about this. There's no therapeutic relationship here because you're listening to the podcast. So what motivated me to do this today, I'm recording this on December 31st, 2023. I have recorded this initial podcast episode at least twice over the last 2 or 3 years, said I was going to do this, and I haven't. It's been a goal that I've set every year. And I'm not a big New Year's resolution guy. I'm not into the whole New Year, New Me thing. I just think that line of thinking sets you up for epic failures. And I've failed every time I've set out on that goal. But I am into goal setting. I'm very into goal setting. And I think the first of the year is a good time to set goals. It's a good time to look forward. I really like looking at things quarterly the first of the year starts a new quarter. So I think it's a good time to look at yearly goals and objectives and break those down into quarterly goals and objectives, reevaluate at the end of every quarter, and then move forward. So this is the beginning of quarter one of 2024. So it's a good time. I usually take a look back at the goals that I set the previous year and reflect on how I did. Last year at the start of 2023, I had achieved most, but not all, most of my 2022 goals. But looking back at my 2023 goals, I achieved literally none of them, which is sort of a bummer. I had a rough 2023 was a rough year, probably for everybody, right? Coming out of the pandemic, which has been, regardless of what you think of it, it wasn't good. The economy is not good, and then just on a personal level, late in 2022, I had a disc in my neck rupture, and it unleashed the most horrible pain I've ever experienced on me, and it lasted, all told, I won't spend too much time whining about it, but all told, it wiped out the better part of 6 months for me, late 2022. So November, December is where it really kind of got crippling. And then January 2023 was a wash, almost quite literally. I had surgery in early February 2023. And then literally I spent 5 weeks in a recliner, recovering, and then very slowly sort of worked myself back into activity. So 2023 was a rough year for me physically, which I think led to a very rough year mentally, which may be, recovering from a big injury. That's probably going to be a standalone episode at some point in time. It was a It was a very trying time for me physically and emotionally. I was on, well, prior to my surgery, I was on, I don't have any idea how many medications and pain meds and you name it. It was just horrible, and I was dazed and confused and still miserable. Fortunately, once I had surgery, the pain meds went away almost immediately. I was reading some of my journal stuff the other day, and it looks like I think by the fourth day post-op, I had stopped taking pain meds, which is awesome. So I have no lingering, you know, I understand how people that have chronic pain issues can get addicted to pain medication and that kind of thing. It's pretty horrible. Probably without, well, yeah, no probably about it. By far the most traumatic experience I've ever gone through in my life. Lots of lessons learned. And, I, you know, I'm not a big excuse maker. I really try hard to subscribe to the extreme ownership philosophy, like all the good things in my life are my fault and all the bad things in my life are my fault. I'm not sure that the disc in my neck exploding was directly my fault, although I'm sure I've done a lot of things in life to sort of trend in that direction. But I probably could have handled aspects of it better, the recovery process and that kind of thing. So none of my goals for 2023 were accomplished. So, you know, I'll tell you what they were. The first goal was to get under 240 pounds. I epically failed. In fact, I went in the wrong direction last year as far as weight goes. And for anyone who doesn't know me, my weight has always been a struggle. I love to work out, and I train hard, and I always have trained hard. I'm pretty physically active. Even for a big guy, I can cover some ground, not quickly necessarily, but I can cover it. So I just was pretty immobile in 2023. So that goal, not even close. I had set out I was going to do some kind of run, walk, jog, whatever. I wanted to do 12 5Ks in 2023. I didn't do one. I wanted to walk or run or what have you over 1,000 miles last year. I ended, let's see, I'm somewhere in the neighborhood of 550 miles. Now, I kept working at it even after my surgery. The day after my surgery, I walked a quarter of a mile and then was in the most horrifying pain at the end of that quarter mile. So I didn't hit my mile goal, and I had some other distance-related stuff, and then I wanted to launch my podcast, which I did not do as I sit here. Although I suppose if I launch it today, I technically did hit that goal, but I'm not going to. It's going to go out on the first. So goals for this year. So there were some good things in 2023, one of which was I started writing a book that will come out at some point, hopefully this year. It'll be finished this year for sure. That's my goal. It's well over half done at this point, and then just the editing and that kind of thing will have to come. So finish the book and maybe release the book in some fashion in 2024. I don't know. We'll see. I'm not sure about the editing process and all that. So we'll see how that goes. Launch the podcast. That's going to be done on January 1st. I am going to get that 1,000 miles in this year. It should not be a problem, but that is my goal. That shouldn't be a problem. I should get the 1,000 miles this year. That shouldn't be a huge big deal. But we'll see. And then as far as that 240, I'm coming for 240. So the best shape I was ever in my life, I was around 250, and I was very lean and very good shape, but I was carrying a fair amount of muscle at the time. So I think I probably ought to be around 230 or 220. But we'll start with 240 for now, and we'll see how that goes. And then I have another goal about time management. I've gotten pretty good at not wasting much time over the last few years, and by wasting time, I guess I don't mean spending time with my family, because that's super important to me. And that can even involve sitting there with, you know, my wife and kids, watching a movie, that kind of thing. Generally speaking, I think watching TV is largely a waste of time, but if you're doing it in the context of family, I think that's a good use of one's time. So, but I'm gonna work really hard. I'm gonna be very deliberate about what I do with my time, who I give it to, how much I give to whoever I give it to, and under what circumstances. My time is super valuable. So is yours, by the way. And it's important that we all realize that and give some real thought to how we allot our time and what we do with it. I know it's corny, but tomorrow's not promised. I could get hit by a bus today, and will I have felt like I used my time well, wisely? I want to be able to say that. And then I have one last goal that I'm going to keep that one to myself. It's a for me goal. So those are my 2024 goals. I'm going to finish my book. I'm going to launch my podcast. I am going to walk over 1,000 miles. I'd like to see it be closer to 1,500, but we'll see. I'm going to get my weight down to 240, and I'm going to be very, very mindful of my time. So those are my goals, and I'll break those down quarterly to how I chip away at them, and we'll talk more about goal setting and objectives and managing goals and objectives in future podcasts. But I thought I was going to make a video this morning while I was walking. That's a thing that I do. I make videos while I walk, and I post them on my Instagram. And they link over to my Facebook page. And I just thought, why not just record this? Make this your intro to your podcast. Jump off from there. So I think that's where I'm going to leave it for today. So I'll leave you with this. It's, you're listening to this on or after January 1st, 2024. What are you doing to move yourself forward? And don't get hung up on resolutions and new year, new me. I mean, if that works for you, whatever, that's great. But I don't think it works for many people. I've read research that the vast majority of people that set New Year's resolutions bail on them within, I think it's like 3 weeks or something like that. It's by mid-February for sure. Most people are done, right? And all you need to do to see that is go to the gym this week, right? The first week of January, look at it, how packed it is. There's everybody in there doing cardio. It's annoying. You can't move around. You can't get on the equipment you want when you want to get on it, right? Go back in at the end of February, the 1st of March, and everything's back to normal. Because people do not stick with resolutions. But just thinking about being on a path of continuous development, you're on track to just be the best you can be. You're plugging away. I like to talk about you're stacking wins, right? Like every single day you're moving yourself forward. And we'll talk more about how to do that. But I have what I think is a really cool practice where every single day I get up, I make a list. This is what I'm going to accomplish today. And at night before I go to bed, I go back to the list and I check off. I did this, I did that, I did this, I didn't do that. Okay, was today a win? Because you're not always going to accomplish every single thing that you have on your list. Unless, you know, maybe you keep your list small and you need to do it. I make my list big. My list, for some reason, I almost always have 11 things on my list I'm going to do. So there are days that I don't get all 11 of them done. But they're very few. And most days, I get everything done. That's a win. If I get everything or even, you know, 80, 90% of the things on the list done, I won the day. Check, win. If I lost, I lost, right? You're gonna lose some football games. You're going to lose some ball games. You're going to lose from time to time. It's okay. It's what you do after the loss. How do you move forward? And if at the end of the year, you know, baseball, what do they play, 162 games in Major League Baseball? You got 90 wins at the end of the year, you had a great year. Or 100 wins, you had a great year. But you got 60 losses in the loss column, but you still had a great year. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about stacking daily wins to come up at the end of the year with a big win. 2023, not a big win for me, but I survived it and I got through it. And in some ways, certainly got tougher in some ways. And more resolved and motivated. And, hey, so moving forward, what are you doing to move yourself forward? There's some really great ways to do that. I'm going to try to bring some to you. I'm hoping to do some things with guests eventually. And, you know, my hope is, my plan is I'm gonna put out one or two podcasts a week and work in some interviews. And I'm hoping to launch a YouTube or a Rumble video that goes along with the podcast at some point in time, but I'm just like baby steps here, just one step at a time. So right now it's just going to be audio. And, you know, I think my plan is episode on Monday, and then every once in a while I'll try to work in a bonus one during the week until, you know, at some point, hopefully, we can get to two or three a week, or who knows, maybe more. I don't know. We'll see where this goes, but I'm hoping that you'll come along with me. Hopefully you get some benefit from this. I know I'm going to. I'm pretty fired up about it. I'm really hoping that that this can become a good use of my time and yours. I know there's lots of stuff out there to listen to, and you know, the quality of this will probably not be that great at first. It'll get better. Stick with me. I'll learn as I go. I'm not making excuses anymore. I'm not putting this off any longer. I've been wanting to do this for 2 or 3 years. It's time to put my big boy pants on and jump. And 2024 starts that out. Not a resolution, a goal. And I'm just implementing my plan. And I hope that you come along with me. Whatever platform you listen to, podcasts on, subscribe, give me a review, even if it's a bad one, I don't care. I'll read constructive criticism and feedback, and, you know, like I said, keep in mind, it's going to take me a while to not suck at this, but how do you not suck at stuff? You do it over and over and over and over again. Deliberate practice. We're going to talk about that a lot as we go forward here on this podcast, because it's really what makes the world go around. So if you made it this far, what are we? We're like 35 almost minutes into this. If you're still here, thank you very much. I'm very appreciative that you made it this far, and I hope you stick around and grow with us. All right. Thanks for listening to the Commitment to Excellence podcast. Hope you make today great.